time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick. And here we are with our final winter show. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing. Only things have concluded, and like in the other show, North Shore, we are left standing with one state champion.
Yeah.
So, one only. All the hype we given to the Merrimack Valley Boys and Girls Basketball Conference. One state title, but two finalists, though. Andover winning it, coming back to the same spot they lost last year, and getting it done. And Drake at girls basketball getting to the final point, first time in a while, right? I mean, geez, I don't know. We'll have to make sure and ask, but
yeah,
you know, I didn't see any state titles for Drake, and so we know they haven't won one. But you know, I don't know when the last time they went, if they've ever went. So that was a great run by the middies. And we're gonna hear from both sides. We got Andover girls basketball people. We're not sure who's gonna show up yet, Nick. We sent out a link. How about that?
Exactly. First come, first serve.
Yeah, for both teams. We'll probably start with Andover, and then we'll go on to Drake it. But yeah, and then there were two, and a fight to the finish, and congratulations to both teams. So, yeah, Nick, I mean, surprises for us were to be the boys being shut out of getting to a final, you know?
Yeah, yes and no. And then you see the teams that did make it, and it's like, all right, there's no shame in losing to these teams that are around at the end with Springfield Central, Needham or Dedham? I get them mixed up.
Yeah, Needham.
Needham, that North Andover lost to was Lawrence was on Newton North side of the bracket. I mean, these are all powerful teams that can beat anyone on any night. So, you know.
Yep. And, you know, Lawrence was the talk of the state for a while, and they did okay, but again, ran into a great Newton North team, right? Who beat them and Lynn English.
Yeah.
Huge.
No easy task. That's a tough draw getting those two back to back, and they took care of it. Eventually ran out on them, Worcester North, the eventual champ, who, you know, proved to be the best team in the state.
Yeah. And looking ahead to the spring before we, you know, finish up this show, I think if I remember last year, softball was a big one too. Methuen had a great run. Tewksbury was in the
Bill Ricker's always
finals.
Right there.
Yeah, but Ricker's always well. There. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're expecting big things from that circle in the spring. So we'll see. But lots to talk about, lots of guests to get to. So let's just get it done. Shut this down. On the other side, we'll catch up with Andover girls basketball, take a break, and then finish up with Drake it on the other side of that. What do you think? Good to go, Nick?
Excellent.
All right, let's take a break and get going with Andover girls basketball after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick here, back at it. Don McCastro, Nick Kukuru, and our first guests, plural, of the day are the last team standing in the Merrimack Valley for state championships, the Andover girls basketball team. We have the seniors and Coach Alan Ibino. What's going on, everybody? Just shout out. Hey, yo.
What's up, Dom? Hey, thanks for having us on.
There you go. The uncoordinated welcome. So, we appreciate it. We'll start with the coach. Coach at the top. Coach, you know, off the air when we weren't recording, I asked you, you know, hey, this is like the scene of the crime, the Songa Center, the place you guys had heartbreak last year in the state finals. Come back this year, 365-ish days later, and to get it done, how does it feel?
I mean, it feels amazing. I'm so happy for the girls. I mean, this path that they charted for themselves started right after we lost in the final last year. I mean, Anna says she doesn't remember it, but she said to the Eagle Tribune, we'll be back and we'll win next year. And that was literally probably 6 minutes after the game ended. And everything that they did from that point on culminated on Friday night, and really just a validation of their hard work, their dedication, their commitment, not only to the program, but to each other, and banding together and just not allowing anything to get in their way of what they achieved and accomplished on Friday night.
Absolutely. I will start with Anna Foley. Anna, I mean, 26-0, you know, the pressure had to have been mounting as you guys got late in that season. How are you able to kind of, you know, withstand that and obviously also run a gauntlet? I mean, it looked like the caliber of teams you played looked pretty unbelievable on the way through there.
Right. Yeah, I know. Obviously, in the back of our minds, even from the beginning of the season, was that last game. But just I think what helped being seniors was to take one game at a time. My coach always, you know, Bino always says, don't worry about the future. We only can control what we control and play one game at a time. So yeah, looking back, I mean, we played some really great teams, but you know, we never were setting our sights ahead in the moment, just had to take it one game at a time. And so, yeah, by piecing together some tough wins, we got to that last game, but it took everything to just kind of pace ourselves and kind of keep our composure to not let that, you know, pressure and the buildup, you know, get to us. So
finishing the undefeated season, and you know, it wasn't easy down those last three games, right? I mean, 7-point win over North Andover, 4-point win over Wachusett, and then the 4-point win in the finals against Bishop Feehan. So I mean, this is Division I basketball, right? You know, there's going to be some tough games. And switching over to Amelia Hanscom, your predecessor here, Anna, and you combined for 39 points in the state final. Not bad. 21 for Anna, 18 for Amelia. I mean, just take me to the actual game and the intensity. I know you guys had some comfortable leads at some points, like 10, 12. And then, you know, down the stretch, they put on a furious charge. How are you guys able to withstand that pressure down at the end?
I think when it comes down to it, it's just like the whole team together and how we like are able to react to those kind of scenarios. In practices, we like put ourselves in stressful situations to prepare us for these kind of moments. So when it came down to it, you know, when they started to make their run at the end, I know I fouled out, which was kind of like a stressful moment. because of course I would foul out of my last high school game. But I think the team did a really good job like reacting to that and like banding together, and like the amount of like resilience that we have to those moments. Like Ari came in the game and she got like a steal within like 2 seconds of being in, and that's kind of the impact that like everyone on our team makes on the game. So I think it's the fact that we can trust anyone in those big moments lets us win those kind of games.
Absolutely. Move over to Marissa. Marissa, I want to go to the final seconds of the game. Just sounds about as nerve-wracking as it gets. I mean, 4 seconds left. You guys are up 2. Michaela Buckley at the line to shoot 2. What was the feel of the team right there? And what was, you know, obviously the feel after she made both of them?
You know, I think with Michaela, I've trusted her all year. Although she is a junior out of all of us seniors that plays a bunch, I think we all had that trust in her. We knew that she was going to sink those big moment in the game, but I definitely had a lot of faith in her.
Yeah. Clutch free throws down. I mean, just give you that nice. Okay. Whoo. Thankfully, you know, if she misses them, they get a chance to throw them in a bucket, maybe even a 3, which would be devastating. But Kathleen Yates, again, we're here with the Andover girls basketball state title winners, seniors. Kathleen, take me to your role on the team and sort of how you contributed to the Warriors this year.
I think my role definitely, which was seen in the last game and certainly all throughout the season, is more defensively, and then just setting up like Amelia, Anna, and Marissa to do a lot of the scoring. But I'm just honestly happy to help out wherever I can on the team, whether that's just being always practicing hard or hustling, getting back on defense. Honestly, I adapt my role to whatever game time situation is necessary each week.
Locked up Sam Real, by the way. So
thank you.
Absolutely. Moving over to Ari White, same question. Tell us your role on the team. And boy, just kind of reading through some of these, you know, game stories, it seems like you guys really did kind of rely on a little bit of everybody through this whole run.
Yeah, I think that our team, everyone has to be ready from top to bottom. And my role was really the embodiment of that statement. I think that my playing time varied from game to game, but yeah, everyone knew the scouting reports. Everyone knew what was going on. And I just, similar to Kathleen, did what I could do to help our team get the win.
Yeah, Coach Rubino, we were talking earlier about historical prep, historical implications of this game. I mean, 6 state titles for Andover girls basketball, kind of like, hate to say this, but the Yankees of girls basketball in the Merrimack Valley here. You know, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. You had an assistant coach. I love you to give her a shout out. That was a player as well. So winning as a coach and player. So just a lot of feel good vibes about this team historically and the current squad.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't really like the Yankees around here. We'll call ourselves the Patriots, and we'll say we do it the Warrior way. You know, we actually have a student organization called the Warrior Way. That's like a community outreach. And I think just from starting with that piece, that helps give some historical context to what we do here. So, you know, we go out to the elementary schools and, you know, we do some teamwork stuff, some, you know, how to be a good student, how to be a good leader. And then they get to come watch, you know, these girls, Ari, Kathleen, Anna, Marissa, Amelia, play on Friday nights. And we always say the first thing that you have to do after a game, before you see your friends, before you see your families, go high five every little kid in this gym. And, you know, all of a sudden, next thing you know, it multiplies. It's the place to be on a Tuesday and Friday night. And it kind of culminated in what you saw on Friday in the Saugus. The place was packed, right? The place was packed of kids and adults of all ages, and going all the way back to, you know, before I was in high school, there were kids there. And it kind of started that, and it kind of just grew. Everybody wants to be the next Sarah and Charlotte Muller, the next Ashley McLaughlin, the next Nicole Boudreau. And now they get to be the next, you know, our 2023 team, the next Anna Foley, the next Amelia Hanscom. And it's wild to think of that in that context. But we all work at a Hoop Town summer camp. And honestly, Jason Tatum, you know, could walk through those doors and they would rather be coached by Ari and Kathleen and Marissa than anyone even bigger than the Celtics. I mean, and that's kind of the notoriety that you get from being in Andover, and we all grew up in Andover, all of us, and Carrie O'Day, who I mentioned, she's the assistant coach, was on the first state championship team 2003 and has played a part in every championship team after that. So she can speak to it as much as anybody else, but that's what it is. So I told one of the papers, your playing career, no matter how great it is only 4 years long. But the relationships, the friendships, the bonds that you make, they're for life. And so your career might only last 4 years as a student athlete, but you are a lady warrior for life. And that's now what I look forward to with all the kids here. Tough love while you play, nothing but love once you leave. So that's kind of the lady warrior mantra and mentality.
Excellent. Anna, I want to take two of the, you know, the atmospheres of these games, particularly, you know, the neutral sites games. I'm reading about 4,000 fans at Saugus this weekend. I mean, that sounded pretty electric.
It was unbelievable. My AAU coach told me before the game that when I step on, like, to make sure I look around, and I made sure to do that. And it was pretty crazy to see, you know, everybody we see at school, all the parents that have been with us all the way. And then even just taking in the other side, like how many people showed up for them, just like how it was such a, you know, unique experience to be a part of, you know, back-to-back years. Of course, last year we just hyper-focused on the loss, but that was really a special thing just to be a part of, even when the games were stressed and that those last 4 minutes, we just like, oh my God, let's get the clock to end here. But it just was awesome to be in that atmosphere and have everybody that we care about. As Bino said, like how much of the community is behind us and how many people have reached out since and being in school, like telling us congrats and how they really care. And, you know, we all unite around the program. So it was definitely cool to be able to just to be in all those environments. And I know I'll like never forget being a part of it.
Yeah. Amelia, how did you cope with getting fouled out like that? That must have been torturous to be on the bench with that tensity going on the floor.
I got to the bench and I almost started to cry immediately. not only just because I knew I obviously wanted to be in those last 4 minutes, but also just because it's like I wasn't like realizing that was like my last moment on the court. So I was just like kind of like emotional for a sec, but then like everyone on the bench, especially Marissa, and my assistant coaches, like kind of calmed me down. We're like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Just like be as supportive as you can on the bench. And our assistant coach again, Carrie O'Day, had me just sit at the front of the bench. And she basically was like, you just need to be as loud as you can. And like, just like support them as much as you can. And I eventually got the gist of it and just started like screaming and jumping everywhere. But so it ended up being fine. And the fact that we won, I'm not even really thinking about that moment anymore. Just the fact that we won is just awesome. So.
Absolutely. Marissa, I mean, we're, you know, talking about the Feehan game a bunch, but it sounds like that Wachusett game was just as, you know, gut wrenching as the finals. Take us to that game. How were you able to get past that team?
It was definitely an intense game. I did go down with an injury at about the middle of third quarter. So that was rough for me, you know, came back on the bench around the fourth quarter to watch my team. And I was just really proud at how they were able to pull through from such a really close game and pull through with the win. You know, I saw a lot of people step up. Ella Vidoni had a really good game. It was just really awesome to see, you know, everyone just step up into their roles and really just finish out the game that I was nervous that I wasn't able to finish, but I knew my teammates had my back. So that was really awesome to see.
Yeah. Such a tense final three games there, you know, starting with the North Andover one. It's just nail biters. I like to go around the room now with the Andover seniors here, girls basketball, on next steps. So Kathleen Yates, we'll start with you, and then Nick, I'll take him around the room here. With what's next spring wise, if there's any sports or anything, and if not, What's going on for the next step after high school? Kathleen, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so spring sports actually started today for me. Got a big 2-day break between basketball and track. Yeah. But I do throwing for the track team at high school, and I throw the discus and javelin. So very excited for that. Definitely a switch up from the winter, but I love it all the same. And as far as next year, I am going to head off to school. Not sure yet where, but if you ask me in like a month, I should know. But just very excited to head off to college next year.
Sweet. Ari White, what's the plan spring and post high school?
Similar to Kathleen, I don't know what I'm doing for college yet. I'm excited to figure that out though. In terms of spring, I'm not playing a sport in the spring, so I'm kind of excited to actually take it down a notch and just enjoy my time left in high school.
Sweet. All right, Anna Foley.
Yeah, I'm not playing a sport in the spring either, but I'll probably play a couple AAU games just for fun. I'm heading to Quinnipiac next year to play, and I'm excited for that as well.
Sweet. Nick, are they in the conference with Bentley? No. Okay.
I can't keep up anymore. I still think of Bentley as Northeast 10.
That's where my mind goes for some reason. Okay. But
well, Bentley isn't any 10. Quinnipiac's in the MAC.
So. Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Cool. Hanscom, what's the plan spring and beyond?
This spring I will be relaxing. I will be playing no sports. I will be at my house, probably just sleeping.
listening to Coach Urbino. That's what you're doing for 3 months.
This fall, I'm gonna be playing basketball at Colby up in Maine. So I'm excited.
Congrats. It's awesome news. Thank All right. You. And Kobelski, what's going on within your world?
So then this spring, I'm going to be working on volleyball, getting ready for college. I have recently committed, but I'm not really allowed to announce where I'm going yet, but I'm really excited for the next 4 years. So in this spring and summer, I'll be training for college.
Okay. Can you announce as of Thursday, March 23rd?
I don't think so.
All right. We'll hold off.
Yeah, it's kind of a tricky situation, but I do have to sign first and then I have to, announce. So, yeah.
Because the published date on this one is Thursday, March 23rd, but we'll hold off. Trying to get a scoop there, but that's okay. No problem. I get it. We'll give Coach Urbino the final stamp on this wonderful interview of state champions, the only Merrimack Valley team to pull it off in the winter. We love it. Coach, what's next? I mean, these girls are gone. How do you move on? Is it possible to move on? And what's the message to the upcoming team? Because I'm assuming that you might say something like, hey, 25-0 in a state title doesn't happen every year. We got to work hard.
Well, the message is this. We want to enjoy this celebration, and we want to enjoy this year's team and this year's seniors for as long as possible. We have, any number of celebrations coming up, ones that we haven't planned, ones that will be happening. I was telling a couple of them today, one of the things I just want to do is I want to sit down with everybody and watch the game, like as a fan, like get the popcorn, like, and all those things, and just kind of relive all of those great moments. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to, all of the things that I guess come along with winning a state championship. We had one of the state senators reach out to us today trying to organize a trip to the state house. And we all like that because that's probably going to be a day out of school for everybody. And, no matter what happens at the end of the season, we let the kids decompress, go enjoy their spring sports. Kathleen sells herself short. She's the NBC discus champion. So she's a little bit better than just throwing, she does. And, we eagerly await all of these seniors' college acceptances and choices. And we can't wait to see Amelia and Anna play and Marissa play in their college sports next year. And then, when the summer comes, that's when we start to chart the course again for what we do next year. We got a great group of kids returning. They'll be eager and excited to try to figure out what we're going to do for an encore. And again, we're always excited to continue to build and build off of the great legacy that these five seniors leave behind, and to try to then they get to add their own chapter next year. So we certainly look forward to that. But in the meantime, let's just enjoy the this great ride that we had for the 2022-2023 Lady Warriors basketball team.
Absolutely. Grab some popcorn, do some binge watching of the Andover girls basketball tourney run, do some, Monday morning quarterback. And I'm sure you will, Coach Urbino. Like, yeah, why did I put that play in? I shouldn't have. But hey, it worked. Perfection, state title, nothing more you can ask for. Literally. Girls, thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Test. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Chat soon.
Bye.
All right. That was a lot of fun, huh, Nick?
Oh, absolutely. Impressive group. I know we had them on before. It's nice to talk to them after they finished the job, because you could kind of tell that they had it together that first meeting that we had them. I think they were all in the same place. You knew that wasn't their first rodeo.
Yeah. And speaking of people we've already had on and going to have again, Drake at girls basketball, we're going to hear all from them. They had a fight to the finish against Foxborough, just came up short in the state title game for D2, is it?
I think so. Yeah, D2. Yeah.
So we're going to listen to what the middies have to tell us after the break.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk finishing up with our last segment of the day. It's the other team from the Merrimack Valley that got into the state finals, the final game of Division II. We had the Andover girls basketball team on last segment, and here is the Drakett girls basketball team with some of its players, some of its key players, and we're going to get going. First of all, just give a shout out. Hi, girls. How are we today all together?
Pretty good. How are you?
There we go. Good. I love the uncoordinated welcome. Let's go around the room. So we got Ashley Talbot, Mackenzie Murphy, Emma Felker. So we will start with Ashley. Ashley, the state tournament's fresh, obviously. That game against Foxborough, you guys battled at the end and almost made a dent there. And Foxborough was able to hang on down the stretch. So just take me to that game and some of the things that you took away from it in terms of, things you guys left on the court that day.
So honestly, it wasn't our best shooting game, I'd say. But I think in that game, what really showed is we never really give up as a team. Like, there was many points in the game where we definitely were down by a good amount. And we kind of, kept working hard to bring ourselves back and stuff. So I think the one biggest thing is we just never give up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Over to Mackenzie Murphy. Unbelievable run. I mean, you guys are the number six seed. You got through four games. You know, what was the, you know, the biggest highlight? Obviously that Medfield win sounds pretty memorable.
Yeah, I think the Medfield game was definitely one of our biggest highlights, but I think like the biggest thing that we found was we were down in every single one of those games and we came back no matter what. Like in the Wakefield game, we came back with like 3 minutes to go. And that definitely was like an exciting time for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Emma Felker. I mean, that Medfield team only lost one game until that point. So knocking them off is like a historical win for Draken. I mean, you guys crushed it that day. What was the feeling and what, how were you able to get it done that day?
I think like we were really able to just get it done by the preparation our coaches put in. They spent a lot of time scouting the team. They gave us a great scouting report. We were ready. We prepared in practice. We did everything we could. We took every step and every measure we could to really prepare for that game. And when it came down and shots needed to fall, we hit the shots in crunch time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Back over to Ashley. Ashley, take us, you know, through your role. How were you able to kind of guide the team through the tournament?
So I think my role is like, obviously also I'm a captain. So I really have to make sure we're like keeping our energy positive and like just keeping everyone into the game. And on the court, I'm the point guard. So I really have to like, I feel like point guard's kind of similar to a quarterback. Like, you know, like kind of run the plays, you kind of like tell everyone to go and like stuff like that. So I think my role was like facilitating and getting shots for other girls, and that's pretty much.
Yeah, no, totally, totally. The point guard is the captain and like the quarterback. In fact, that's what a lot of the Celtics are getting criticized for, Nick, lately, is not having that, you know, one go to in that position. But how about your role, Mackenzie? You know, and did your role kind of shift over the course of the season, or were you consistent in where and what Draken expected out of you?
Well, in the beginning of the season, we had some injuries, so I ended up starting and I had to play a bigger role than I usually did. And then towards the end of the season, I kind of came off the bench and was like very defensive minded for like the girls who needed a quick sub. And as a captain, I think it was just trying to keep the team positive all year. Even like the tough games that we lost against really well, like good teams, just reassuring our team that we still are very good.
Absolutely. Over to Emma, same question. Now, you know, tell us about your role.
I think overall, I think my role changed as the year went. At the beginning of the year, I really thought my role was to like stand in the corner and shoot the ball. But over the course of the year, I really developed an inside and outside game. I could shoot it from the arc, but when the shots weren't falling for me, I could also go inside and I could be big and I could gain us some points in there. But I also think like not just offense, but defense too. Like we had Amaya who was big, but we weren't really all that big. So a bunch of us had to really step up and play big and take the roles on playing against 6-footers. So I think I had a role in a little bit of offense and defense.
Yeah, exactly. And back to Ashley about that tournament run we're talking about, you know, you beat two teams that were ranked above you. I mean, Wakefield only had 2 losses. And like we said earlier, Medfield only had the 1 loss. So you beat some seriously good teams heading into that state final. Was there something you guys kicked into high gear in the tournament? Like, you know, was there something that was there but not quite in the regular season and you just like put it into overdrive in the tournament? Would there be one thing, or was it just a bunch of things?
I really think like it's just honestly our preparation throughout the year. Like the coaches had posted on Twitter, like they called it early on, like we played 6 state champions throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So we played all 5 of the MIA teams, and then we played Division 1 New Hampshire BG. So I really think like playing all those teams throughout the year prepared us to like when we're down, not to give up, and just like playing good competition, like it got us ready.
Ooh, Nick, isn't there a girl from Draken on BG? Guys, answer that for me. Is there a girl from Draken on Bishop Gurton? Do you know of?
I don't think so.
Remember, Nick, it might have been another town. Remember Tom King?
I do think Tom King said that last week.
I think he said that. Yeah, he might have been wrong. It was definitely Bishop Fenwick. Was it the hockey team? It might have been the hockey team.
It might be the hockey team.
Yeah, she's a really good player. So does that ring a bell? Who we should know this thing. We should remember. But
I totally don't remember.
Okay. They would know. They would absolutely know if it was because they played them. They would have knew there was a Drake girl on the team. So it's definitely not girls basketball. Okay. We got that squared away. Nick, I think you're up with Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah. So, Mackenzie, I was going to say, I mean, you know, beating two teams with the highest seed, that means you had to at least win one on the road. Looks like you had to go to Wakefield.
Yes, we did have to go to Wakefield.
Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, that must have been a raucous atmosphere. It's got to be a great feeling winning in another team's building like that, though. Quiet that student section.
Yeah, it definitely was a good feeling. But I also think that our school was so behind us that so many of our fans made it the trip to the game.
Oh, nice.
So even though we were away, it still felt like a home atmosphere.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I think your superintendent of schools and Drake it was tweeting about that. He took a picture of the crowd at Saunga Center. And Emma, sometimes that could be like tough to play. I know the crowd's behind you, but they're loud. They're just so into it. Is it tough to sometimes like communicate even with your girls in an environment like that?
I think what really like made that stand out was when we played in the state championship game. I think probably the entire town of Drakett was at the Saunga Center. It was so loud. Foxborough had people, but we there were people everywhere screaming, yelling. But I really just think like as players, we're all so locked into the game that we did. I think throughout our entire tournament run, we did a really good job blocking out the outside noise. We were all so locked into the game and on each other that we really could listen. We could hear the coaches calling things. We could hear our point guards calling what we needed. So even in like timeouts, like some people would get distracted and like, needless to say, like we're teenage girls, that's going to happen. But I think overall we did a great job. We stayed locked in with each other and we didn't let the outside noise get to us. So it wasn't really that difficult to communicate with each other because we were really all on the same page.
So we'll take one more, trip around the horn with you guys. I'm starting with Ashley. What's next for you? Anything in the spring? Any plans when you're done at Drake High School?
Well, for the spring, I think I'm just gonna do some training and go to the gym to prepare for college. And pretty much all summer too. I think the biggest thing is just getting stronger because I know it's another level and I really have to like up my strength, speed, and everything. So I'm gonna focus on that and. So I'm ready for college.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mackenzie, over to you. Same question.
Very similar to Ashley. I'm just going to be working out a lot, working on basketball, working on the skills that I like saw that I needed to improve during the season and kind of just becoming like a better player all around for next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And over to Emma. What are your plans?
I'm definitely going to train, but I'm also hoping this summer, we've always in Drake, we've always had a history of when we play summer league, the prior seniors will come back and coach. And I really, throughout my years in high school, I've really found a passion for coaching and I hope to pursue that after I get out of college. So I'm hoping this summer, we did it in the fall a little bit we coached ourselves in fall league, but I'm hoping this summer to get to coach our team a little bit. We get a little more time with our girls. We were really fortunate this year with our group of girls. We all created a bond that we've never had before. So getting a little more time with them, focusing not only on myself, but bettering the girls for our program as well.
Coach Felker has a nice ring to it. I like it. Drake it girls basketball, runners up in Division II. Can't thank you enough for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk once again. Congratulations on a great season. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Loved having those girls on. Man, they deserve a lot of credit for stepping up the way they did. Sure. You know, that was impressive of a run on its own right. You know, on many levels, you look at Andover 25-0 state title, of course, you can't do any better than that. But to come from, they were a 7 loss team, these girls, one of the lowest, well, not lower season, in the top half for sure. But to beat two seeds above them, to go into Wakefield and do what they did, and to compete pretty decently with Foxborough as a team that's just been there, done that.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, as we've talked about on this you know, on this show, it's tough to go on the road in the tournament. It is really tough to go on the road in the tournament, especially the deep, you know, in the quarterfinal round, you know, I know there's been a lot of chatter lately kind of turning those into neutral site games, but that's a big advantage if you're hosting the round of eight.
Yeah. And that environment's nonstop too, because you've got a passionate student body mm-hmm. on one side and the other student body on the other side. They give it to each other nonstop.
Yeah, they're not allowed to as much as they used to, though.
Oh, that you can't, like, direct no. things.
Every team kind of has, like, their rotation of three, you know, PC chants. And they're not, and it's every school. They're not totally yeah. interested. Like, oh, man, I remember going back 10, 15 years ago. Some of the stuff that used to come out of these student sections was quite amusing, but could also be quite offensive.
The one that really hit home, I remember, if you were a favorite team and you were losing in the state tournament, overrated. That was a gut wrenching.
My favorite is when it's basically the I lost. It's the I lost when they start chanting at the other team, show some class. That means you've lost. You've either lost the word, the battle of words, or you're losing the game. Yeah. You know, you resort to that, you're done.
They say show some clap. What do they say?
Yeah, it's always the losing team says it. When someone does a chant and their response is, you know, that was classy. Yeah, show some class. That's just an admission of
defeat. Show some class. Show yeah, like that.
Like that's just an admission of defeat. You lost. If you got to break that one out.
Oh man, it's but yeah, they explained it well. What it's like, Emma Felker said, it's something they don't let get to them because they're so, you know, glued in, they're so locked in, you know, to yep. the game. But
mm-hmm.
all right, well, that wraps up a winter season. No shock that Andover girls basketball. If we were talking in December, we wouldn't have been shocked if someone told us they won the whole thing undefeated.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I always find that so impressive when someone gets right back to the place they lost the year before
And finishes it. It's tough to do.
Yeah.
It's
some really tough to do. Some reason I think of Virginia. Didn't Virginia men's basketball lose?
They lost to the 16 seed and then won
UMBC, right?
I mean, look at the Patriots. When was the last team to lose a Super Bowl, then go back and win the next year?
Yes.
I think you got to go
Eagles
back to
and
like
Rams.
The Dolphins in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Last one to do that?
Oh, I can't think of it. And
the Bills were the last one to get back before them, but they lost both of them.
Yeah. You know what I wanted to mention before we close things out is little nugget about Farley Dickinson's run.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm going to say. They lost to Merrimack.
In the
conference finals.
Say.
Farley Dickinson.
That's right. And they got to go anyways.
Yes. Farley Dickinson beats Purdue in the NCAA men's 16 beats to one. Second time it's happened. The other one was UMBC beating
Over Virginia.
Virginia came back and won the whole thing. But our friends in North Andover, Farley Dickinson was in North Andover.
That's right. And they lost.
Battling with Merrimack. Merrimack beats them, which normally gives you a ticket automatically to the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some transition to Division One or something. I don't, there's like,
it's like a 4-year buffer. I want to say
like a waiting period,
mm-hmm. which I don't get, but
which is crazy that they couldn't, you know, couldn't go. So, and then that makes the loss even worse. They didn't even play a conference champion Purdue and they blew it.
That team was the last team in. The 68th ranked team. They had to win the play-in game just to play Purdue.
Yeah. That I think that's what makes it one of the best sporting spectacles out there, right?
Yeah, March Madness is great. I mean, since I've gotten older and, you know, had kids, college basketball is kind of the sport that I don't really watch anymore. I'll be glued to the tournament all day. I was going to say today felt like kind of a letdown all weekend. There was just tournament games on every day, all day. And now there's none on today.
Yeah. But you got Japan and Mexico, Nick, and the baseball classic semifinals on this Monday night.
Yeah. That's not my thing.
It is very exhibition-y feel like you do. I mean, who started for the Americans in the semifinals? Wainwright.
Okay.
You know, the guy at the Cardinals that's 100 years old, he throws 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He did fine, but you get the sense that, like, okay, this isn't the best of the best for the Americans. Mm-hmm. There are major league players who sit it out.
If I were a major league player, I'd sit it out, if I'm being totally honest. But it does seem like, you know what, the ones who are playing, it's like at least they're given,
Yeah.
It seems like the games have been pretty intense, which is a good thing.
Yeah. You do have Trout. You do have Betts. So you do have
Otani's playing for Japan. Yeah, yeah.
You certainly have premium players. Then, you know, Altuve for Venezuela. Mm-hmm. You know, Miggy played, you know, Cabrera for Venezuela. And then our pal, Christian Vasquez was on that team too.
That's right.
Kike played for Puerto Rico. I love that part of it. You know me, baseball guy. So I can watch that all day, but it'd be interesting to see. At this time, we'll have a winner. I think they play the finals on Tuesday night. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. But that does it for Merrimack Valley. Man, we wish we could have had Merrimack playing Purdue, not FDU. That would have
been interesting.
They deserved it. And then, of course, FDU has the classic second round. Almost do well, but then lose in the end. Mm. You know, the Cinderella usually runs out pretty fast.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, they did play pretty well against Florida Atlantic, who probably shouldn't have been there anyways. But,
All right, sounds good. So we will wrap things up. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the book, state champions, state runner-ups. Thank you to all our guests. Jeez, we had a lot of guests today, huh?
Yeah, good, great ones, too.
Yeah. All right, that's all. We'll see you next week. We'll still be here, even though winter season's done. We'll start talking spring. Be about a weekend at that time. Maybe we'll do a little spring outlook, get some spring coaches on, possibly. See what happens in a week.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Nick. Have a good one.